This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. The IOC passes judgment on Russian athletes. The International Olympic Committee has decided against banning all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme. Speaking Sunday, IOC President Thomas Bach said the committee stopped short of a collective ban in order to protect the rights of individual Russian athletes who have not used illicit drugs to gain advantage in international competition. But there will be some stipulations.
We have decided today that no Russian athlete can compete in the Olympic Games Rio 2016 unless he or she meets some very strict criteria. For instance, we decided that the presumption of innocence cannot be applied to Russian athletes. The international sports federations will carry out an individual analysis of each athlete's anti-doping record, taking into account only reliable international tests. That means Russian tests cannot be taken into consideration.
The IOC said it's up to individual sports federations to determine whether to clear Russian athletes for the Olympics. A recent World Anti-Doping Agency report cited widespread state-sponsored doping by Russian athletes at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. German investigators say the teenage gunman who killed 9 people Friday in Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. Thomas Steincross Cook, a spokesman for the Munich prosecutor's office, said the 18-year-old was identified only as David S., and he received inpatient treatment in 2015 for 2 months before getting outpatient care. In addition to suffering from depression, he had fears of contact with others. This is VOA News. Members of Turkey's ruling opposition parties are rallying together in support of democracy and to condemn the bloody coup attempt on July 15. The rally, held under tight supervision on Sunday in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square, was called for by Turkey's largest opposition group, the Secular Republican People's Party. A British-based human rights group said Syrian government airstrikes struck 5 makeshift hospitals Saturday in rebel-held areas, killing 1 infant and jeopardizing medical care for more than 200,000 civilians. The Observatory for Human Rights said the airstrikes disabled 4 clinics in the provincial capital of Aleppo in one just west of the city. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. U.S. Democrats gathered Sunday for their national convention set to affirm former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as the party's 2016 presidential nominee. The convention opens tomorrow in Philadelphia, but is starting on a discordant note. WikiLeaks disclosed nearly 20,000 emails from Democratic Party leaders over the last year and a half that showed how they mocked and criticized the upstart campaign of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders while he was waging an unexpectedly tough challenge to Clinton over months of state-by-state contests for the nomination. Now, Secretary Clinton is headed to the party's convention after naming Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. The two were in Miami, Florida yesterday.
We are going to take on the challenges that are hurting Americans. We are going to give the middle class a raise. We are going to give tax relief to working families to help with the rising costs of raising kids. We are going to create more good jobs. We're going to make sure every child in America has the chance to live up to his or her God-given potential.
Now, Donald Trump has called for building a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border. He appeared on NBC News show Meet the Press today.
And if a person can't prove what they have to be able to prove, they're not coming into this country. And I would stop the Syrian migration and the Syrian from coming into this country in 2 seconds. Hillary Clinton wants to take 550% more people coming in from that area than Barack Obama. I think she's crazy.
For more on the presidential election, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.